This story is Sramanti Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 10, verse 81. It's interesting how it goes in a sequel to the Nectar Devotion by some transcendental coincidence. Lord Gauranga manifests the glories of Govinda Das. So now the Lord, Bhagavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is going to glorify his servant, who is actually his godbrother. Govinda Das is the godbrother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as is Kashishvara Pandit and Govinda Das. They were sent by Ishwara Puri to go assist Lord Chaitanya, because Ishwara Puri understood by meeting Mahaprabhu and hearing about his exalted states of ecstatic devotion that it would be very necessary in this particular condition that he was entering into, to have some assistance and some servants. So then Ishwara Puri, out of his love for his disciple, out of his love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he sent two godbrothers to go serve him. And Kashishvara Pandit was sent, and Govinda Das. And as you know, Lord Chaitanya was rather reluctant to accept service from his godbrothers. But seeing it was the order of his guru and the will of his spiritual master, then he acceded to the request. It's text 81, and it goes to verse 101. Sabalana Prabhu Kaila Prasara Bhojan Sabare Vidhaya Dila Karite Shayan. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took prasadam with all the devotees and then asked them to return to their dwellings and take rest. So this was after they, this kind of in the middle of this, middle of another story. We start this story. But they were just in the Jagannath Mandir, which Lord Chaitanya, in the beginning of his, for several years before he entered deeply into Gambhira Leela, he was regularly going in the morning, taking darshan of Jagannathji, and then engaging in Nam Sankirtan for several hours, circumambulating the temple, and different groups were dancing and singing, are just relishing the prem rasa of the Sankirtan. So after that ecstatic Sankirtan, everyone sat down, went to Anand Bazaar inside the Jagannath Mandir, for those that have the fortune to go inside, which is not us, but we're told by our friends. You go inside the Singhadwara gate, and nearby there's a place called Anand Bazaar. And that's where they sell all the Jagannath Mahaprasadam. So that everyone knows it. It's pretty blissful taking Mahaprasadam, and especially Jagannath Mahaprasadam is one of the most blissful experiences. Anything and everything coming from the lotus lips of Lord Jagannath seems to have a very immediate transforming effect. And if you get some of the very special prasadam, if you know pujaris and they give you the Mangalarti, sweet rice, and some of the special sweets, then you're really going to have a transcendental experience. But generally, you get these sticks, these sweets, gajak or whatever it's called, these kaja and sweet sticks, and then we get dal, and sweet dal, and salty dal, and different kinds of khichdi and rice, and little sabjis, and pineapple chutney, star fruit chutney, and these sabjis mixed with different kinds of mustard seed, and taste like mustard, and all kinds of wild vegetables and coconut, all kinds of chopped coconut, fried in pure cow's ghee. Because all the prasadam, all the boga that's offered to Jagannath is cooked in cow's ghee. They have these little baby cows. You must have seen. A bull is about 2 feet high. That'd be good for you, Duti Dara. You could easily take care of them. They wouldn't throw you around anywhere. But these baby, they're like baby bulls. They like, look like big dogs, kind of. But everywhere in Orissa, they're plowing with cows. And everywhere, Jagannath has a huge goshala. And every single morsel of boga he eats is fried and cooked in cow's ghee. And every sweet is pure cow's milk. And all the sweet rice is pure cow's milk. No water added. So it's quite an extraordinary experience. So Lord Chaitanya can imagine dancing in ecstatic kirtan with Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath Mandir. Then afterwards, you go to Anand Bazaar. And there's all these, all the different cooks. There's about 50 or so. I don't know, so many, 50 or so. Each cook that cooks for the Thakurji or Jagannath, Balaram Subhadra, they have their own cooking area in the vast kitchen. And then they have, it's like a contract. It's a whole elaborate thing. Their whole families cook, and then they offer that to Jagannath, and that's taken out to their stall. It's their, they cook in the kitchen, and they take it out to their maha stall, and they sell that. And that family sells their maha, and they have a calling card, a telephone number, and everything. You can call them up, and you can book your maha prasadam. So there's many different cooks, and when you go there, they're very proud of what they make, and different cooks are making khichdi. So when you go there for several days, you get to find out which cook has the khichdi you like the most. Because everybody's hand has a different flavor. You make khichdi, I make khichdi, everyone's khichdi has their own signature on it. So these cooks, they're making different kinds. There are so many khichdis offered by different cooks. So some use more ghee, more ginger, this, that. So after, if you've been there a few weeks, you get it down to which cooks have the best chutney, which have the... So it's connoisseurs of the prasadam thing. It's because I used to stay for about 10 years. I lived 2 or 3 months every summer in Jagannath Puri, so I had my panda educated me on all the fine points of culinary ecstasy. So now, sitting down with Lord Chaitanya after the kirtan in Anand Bazaar, and then eating up to the neck, Akantapuriya, like we say, Kantimala, so full to the neck. And then after that, I mean, this is the only way to go. This is really the only way to go. To engage in ecstatic kirtan with advanced devotees. If you can be with Lord Chaitanya, that's very good. I recommend that. But if you can't actually dance in Lord, directly with Lord Chaitanya, if you can dance directly with Lord Chaitanya's representatives, his empowered representatives that are still gracing the planet today, and then you can sit down with them and eat up to the neck Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And then, on the order of Mahaprabhu, he said, please, go to your kutir and take rest. So it's actually seva. It's sakshat seva. He says, sabari vidaya dila karite shayan. So the Lord has ordered his devotees, yes, dance ecstatically in kirtan, eat up to the neck, and take rest. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki. So Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful incarnation, isn't it? Namo Mahavananyaya. So now, meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya has sent all the devotees to take rest, and he's gone to his kutir to do the same thing. Gambirara dhwari karen apane shayan govinda siya kare padas samvahan. Mahaprabhu laid down at the door of the Gambira, his place where he stays, and Govinda Das came there to massage his legs, padasamvahana, massage his feet. Sarvakalachye sudrida niyam prabhu jari prasarapana karena shayan Govinda siyakare padasamvahan tabe jai prabhu rashesha karena bhojan. It was a long-standing rule that after lunch, Mahaprabhu would lie down to take rest, and Govinda, his godbrother, would come and massage Lord Chaitanya's legs. After massaging Lord Chaitanya's legs, Govinda would go and honor the Mahaprasad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shesh Bhojan, Prabhu Shesh Bhojan, the remnants of Avashesh, Bhukta Shesh. Savadwara Judi Prabhu Karya Chena Shayan Bitare Jaite Nare Govinda Kari Nivedan. This time, when Mahaprabhu lay down to rest at the doorway of the Gambira, he occupied the entire doorway. He was blocking the whole doorway. There was no way to get around him or pass by. Govinda could not enter the room, and therefore he made the following request. Ek Pashahao More Deya Bitara Jaite Prabhu kai shakti nahi anga chalaite. Govinda said, Prabhu, will you please turn to one side? Let me pass to enter the room. Mahaprabhu replied, oh, I don't have the strength to move my body. Bhara bhara Govinda kai ek dik kahite Prabhu kai angaami nari chalaite. Govinda made this request again and again. Please, my Lord, please just move over. The Lord replied, I cannot move my body. Govinda kai karite chahi para samahan. Prabhu kai karavanakar jay laya tamaramhan. Govinda repeatedly requested, but I want to massage your legs. But Mahaprabhu said, you do it or don't do it. It depends on your mind. Tabe Govinda Bahiravasa Tanar Upari Dhya Bitar Ghare Gela Maha Prabhure Langiya. Then Govinda thought of a solution. He took his chadar and he spread it over the Lord's body. And this way he entered the room by crossing over the Lord. Parasamvahana kaila, kati prishta chapila, madura mardane prabhur, parishrama gela. Govinda massaged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's legs as usual. He pressed the Lord's waist and back very softly, and thus all the Lord's fatigue went away. Parishram gela. Sukhe nidra haila prabhur, Govinda chapayanga, Danda dhui bhai prabhur haila nidra bhanga. After Govinda massaged Mahaprabhu's body, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slept nicely for about 45 minutes. Then nidra bhanga, his sleep broke. Govinda dekhiya prabhu bale krudahan aji kene etakshana achis vasya. Mahaprabhu saw Govinda still sitting by his side and he became somewhat crowed, angry. Why have you been sitting here for so long today? The Lord asked. Mora nidra haile kene, nagela prasada khaite, Govinda kahi dwari shuila, jaite nahi pate. Mahaprabhu further inquired, Govinda, why did you not go to take your meals after I fell asleep? Govinda said, you were lying down, blocking the door, and there was no way to pass by. Prabhu kahi, bitare tabe aile kemani, taiche kene prasare laite, na kaile gamane. The Lord asked, well then how did you enter the room? Why didn't you go out to take your lunch in the same way that you came into the room? Govinda kahi mani, Amara seva se niyam, aparada hauka kiba nareke gaman. In his mind, without speaking, Govinda replied, my duty is to serve, even if I have to commit offenses or go to hell. So he didn't say this out loud, but the Lord was asking him, you came in somehow, which Lord Chaitanya wasn't aware, that he stepped over his body, so Govinda could massage him. Well, why didn't you go out the same way you came in? And then Govinda was thinking, to go out, I had to step again back over your body. But I don't mind stepping over. So he's thinking, okay, I stepped over your body. That may be an offense or an aparad. But this is my niyam, my daily service, to massage your legs and relieve your fatigue and help you go to sleep after eating. So let me go to hell, but let me do my service first. So then he's still thinking, seva lagi koti aparada nahikani, sanimitta aparada vase bayamani. Govinda is thinking, I don't mind committing hundreds and thousands of offenses for the service of the Lord, but I greatly fear committing even a glimpse of an offense or my own self. Eta save mani kari, Govinda rahila, prabhu je puchila tara utara nadila. Thinking in this way, Govinda kept silent. He did not reply to the Lord's question. Pratyaha prabhura nidraya jana prasada lahite ediva sera shrama deki lagila chapite. It was the daily practice of Govinda to take his lunch when the Lord was asleep. But that day, seeing the Lord was so weary, Govinda continued massaging his body. There was Jaiteha Patanahi Jaibeke Mane Maha Aparadahaya Prabhur Langane. There was no way to go out. How could he leave? When he thought of crossing over the Lord's body, he thought it was a great offense. He sava haya bhakti shastra shukshman marm chaitanyara kripaya jani e sava dharm. These are some of the finer points of etiquette in devotional service. Only one who has received the mercy of Mahaprabhu can understand these principles. Bhaktaguna prakashite prabhu bhadarangi e sava prakashite kaila eta bhangi. Mahaprabhu, the Lord, is very interested in manifesting the exalted qualities of his devotees, and that is why he engineered this incident. Bhaktagun Prakash, Prabhu Bhadarangi. So this play, this rangi, this play of the Lord, was manifested deliberately. It was a deliberate action of the Lord. Bhaktagun Prakash, to manifest the qualities of the devotees, and this is the Lord's fashion. We see in the first canto of Bhagavatam and throughout the Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna is often arranging circumstances and events to bring out the glories of his devotees. And often people, they ask a question, how is it that the most intimate and exalted lovers of God, they suffer the most? It seems, for example, if my father's a millionaire and I'm his son and I'm very intimately related and I'm a very good son, then I should certainly be surrounded by money. I should have all kinds of comfort and money and convenience. But if someone finds me out destitute on the street with nothing and no clothes or food, I say, well, what are you doing? What is the situation here? You're the son of the richest person in the world. Yes, but somehow my father has thrown me out. He wants me to be like this. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why is he doing like that? So the most intimate lovers of the Lord, Kunti, Draupadi, Arjuna, we see, but they suffered so much. So much in the cause of the Lord's service. And that was Bhaktagun Prakash. It was the will of the Lord to show the exalted qualities of the devotees. That even though they're suffering, and you think they would say, oh my Lord, I'm suffering from poverty. Oh my dear Father, please send me some money, or send me a Western Union, some money, or something. So do you think that when the devotees are suffering, Kunti is suffering, she would pray, oh my Lord, I'm your devotee. Or Draupadi, her name was Krishna. She was so much absorbed in pleasing and loving Krishna, she was called Krishna. And they're suffering so greatly that they would simply cry out at least once, oh please, I'm your great devotee, can you relieve the suffering? But that's just not the situation. Kunti's praying, oh my Lord, I'm suffering. This is wonderful. What wonderful lila you're performing with me. Bhaktaguna Prakash, you're trying to display the gun, the qualities, the transcendental, sterling qualities of the pure devotees to the world so that everyone will learn and progress and advance. So that's great. That's your will. Well, it's my will too. In fact, I pray to you that these calamities come to me always and repeatedly. Because when I'm suffering like this, which is your will, then I find that my mind is totally absorbed in your lotus feet. Totally absorbed. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namah. That I can't forget you for a moment. My mind is rushing to your lotus feet like the Ganges is rushing to the ocean. So please send these calamities and these difficulties upon me again and again. So even Lord Chaitanya, who is also Krishna and Radha combined, he's arranging this whole pastime to bring out the qualities of his devotees, to manifest the qualities of, in this case, Govindadas, who is, of course, Krishna devotee, his godbrother, Ishwarpuri's disciple, that he had his service and he wasn't going to give up his service no matter what. He didn't care about his own eating, taking his lunch, or his own convenience or comfort. But to serve the Lord, which to give pleasure to the Lord, then he risked committing even an offense. And he didn't care. He says, Koti aparad, seva lagi koti aparad, nahi gani. I don't care. I don't care if I suffer millions of offenses, but I'm going to keep doing my service to you. So this is Lord Chaitanya is manifesting the glories of his devotees as Krishna manifested the glories of his devotees throughout the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, is the story of the Lord and his devotees, the wonderful Mahima of the Lord and his devotees, who are both equally worshipable. This is the story of Lord Gauranga glorifies Govindadas, his qualities. His niyam, this is, we call this, it says, Amara Seva Niyam. Niva means serving according to regulation. In Vrindavan, Brajmandal, this month is called Niyam Seva. It's called Urja Brata, Kartik Mas, Kartik Brat. It's also called Niyam Seva Month. Niyam, Yama Niyam. Everyone, all the Vaishnavas, they do special services this month. Special fasting and special stutis and stotrams and dandavats. I saw one young devotee today doing dandavat prikama of Radhakund, just the actual kund itself, going around the sangam. Some young boy, young person, maybe 20 or so. And he had such a nice look on his face. He was so surrendered and determined. He was just a young guy, young chap, Western person. And he was very, very nicely and nice form, in like Olympic form, dandavats, you know, very perfectly straight, you know, young body, healthy body, but perfectly straight, all even, and it was like computer precision, dandavats, exactly standing up straight each time and folding his hands, and really he was very centered on his service, and his face was full of devotion. And he was absorbed, and I was very impressed to see the intensity of his offering this Kartik month. So this is the month where everyone does special services. And with the desire to please Srimati Radharani, she is Kartiki Devi. So Govinda Das, he had his Niyam. In Jagannath Puri, his Niyam was this Samvahana. Samvahana means massaging Lord Chaitanya. So he wouldn't give it up no matter what. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, his services, the daily services that Das Goswami performed were so, he was so strict about it and so regulated and so firm about it that his services were like lines drawn in a stone. If you pick up a stone, sometimes you have a piece of black granite and there's some white quartz inside or some other stone, a vein of other minerals going through the stone, quartz or whatever. It's inseparable from that stone. So this is the Niyam. That we should also, we can learn from the story of Govinda Das that hell or high water, I must do my service, no matter what happens. I must do my service, offense or no offense or whatever. Govinda is setting a beautiful example, Niyam, very strict Niyam, daily, every day. So we should also pray to Govinda Das that we can become so firm in our Niyam, our scheduled service, our regulated daily offering to the Lord. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gananatavi.